Welcome back to the Chai Rochon Achiyami Learning Program. You're listening to Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shoftim Perek Chaf, the second to last perek of Sefer Shoftim, and the middle perek of this tragic story of Pilegesh Begiva. We saw in the previous perek the horrific story about the Levi and his Pilegesh, his concubine, and what happened to her. And at the end of the perek, he cut up the corpse and sent out pieces around to, in a horrific manner, pass around the message and the story of what took place. When Bnei Yisrael hear about this, they're completely appalled. Representatives of all the tribes are disgusted about what took place, and they approach the tribe of Binyamin, who was responsible for this, at least some of the Benjaminites, and they demand that Binyamin deliver the sinners into the hands of the rest of the nation, and that they'll kill the people who were involved in this. Whatever the low spiritual state of Klal Yisrael was at the time, this was definitely crossing many red lines and was completely unacceptable, and they were not going to stand for this. Binyamin, however, denies the request. They refuse to hand over the sinners, and Bnei Yisrael, meaning everybody but Binyamin, decide to go to war against Binyamin. And they ask Hashem who should go first. Hashem says Yehuda should go first. They follow the advice, but they're defeated by Binyamin. The next day, they prepare for another battle. This time, again, they ask Hashem if they should go to war or not, if they should go to war. He says yes, but again, they're unsuccessful. They fast. They bring karbonos. They're involved in tshuva. And then they ask again, should we go get to war against Binyamin or should we stop the effort? And Hashem says that they should go, and that he would give Binyamin into their hands, and using various war strategies, including ambushing and surrounding, Bnei Yisrael strike down the army of Binyamin, and again, this terrible civil war in Klal Yisrael tragically kill almost the entire tribe, except for about 400 men in the tribe by the sword, and even the cattle, and they burn down the cities, and it's really awful. Now, it's pretty amazing. I knew what I wanted to speak about, this topic about them asking Hashem. How do they ask Hashem? And it was through the Urim V'Tumim. And it happens to be that the Gemara Ma'apatu, there's a learning program called Oraisa that goes through the Gemara at almost an Amud Yomi pace. And the Amud we're up to in Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, is exactly about the conversations that people, or communication people would have with the Urim V'Tumim, which was something that the Kohen Gadol would have on him. And it was a way that they would miraculously hear from Hashem. And the Gemara there quotes various instances where Klal Yisrael asked the Urim V'Tumim for what Hashem wanted, and Hashem would deliver messages. And it actually quotes from our Gemara from our Perek as well. And it wonders, the Urim V'Tumim is never wrong, so how could it be that the Urim V'Tumim would tell him to go to war and then they lose? And the Gemara simply says that the Gemara didn't say that they were going to win, it just told them to go to war. But we should try to understand, why would the Urim V'Tumim mislead them? Or why is it that the first time they said, who should go first? And it was Yehuda. And they said, the Urim V'Tumim told them Yehuda, so the tribe Yehuda went first and then they got destroyed. And then they asked again, okay, should we go to war? And it said yes, and then they got destroyed. And then it said, should we go to war or should we not? And then they said, yes, you should go to war and you're going to win. So what's going on here? So the way I understand it, parts of this are based on the Ramban, but it seems to be that the question that they're asking is the wrong question. When you ask who should go first, you're indicating that you have already decided that you're going to war. But you didn't ask Hashem about that. You should start by asking the Urim V'Tumim, should we go to war right now against our brother tribe? Should we do this? So if you ask the wrong question, sometimes you get the wrong answer. Okay, if you've already decided that you want to go to war, so which tribe should go first? Yehuda. But doesn't mean you're going to win. You shouldn't be going to war. The next day, then they ask, and they kind of get the hint a little bit. They say, should we go to war? They say, should we go up against Binyamin? And Hashem says, yes. Now, over there also, I think when you hear the third thing they said, the third time they spoke, you hear the difference. The third time they approach, they say, should we go up against Binyamin im Echdal, or should we stop? See, the second time they asked, they implied the answer that they wanted to hear. They said, should we go to war, as opposed to, should we go to war or not? When you say, should we go to war, you're asking permission with a very strong indication of preference, as opposed to trying to truly figure out what it is. It's like, you know, can I go, please? Can I? Like, I'm asking permission now because I realize that you wanted me to ask permission, but I really want to go. So Hashem says, okay, if you want to go, go. But the third time, a notable difference, and the Ramban points this out, is that they did tshuva, and there were other things involved. But a notable difference in their wording is, should we go or not? There are two options on the table. In our eyes, they're equal. We just want to know, what do you want from us, Hashem? At which point Hashem says, oh, yes, you asked what I want, this or that, option A or option B. You're ready to accept whatever. So now I'm telling you, go, and you will be successful. And I think this is an important point, because this is the theme that we've been talking about. Again, yesterday's parak was horrible. Today's is very bad. Tomorrow also, how Klal Yisrael are going to deal with the problem now that the tribe of Binyamin is basically pushed just almost to extinction. How they're going to deal with that is also not great. But all of this is happening, as the Navi says over and over here, because there is no king in Yisrael, and people do what is right in their eyes. We spoke about this regarding Shimshon, and this is a theme. People are doing what's right in their eyes. What makes sense to them. And over here, Klal Yisrael are rightfully appalled by what took place in Giva. They're disgusted by it. It was not just in their eyes, and they're correct in viewing this as a terrible thing. But how are they going to deal with it? What's the approach to start a civil war, to almost completely eliminate one of the 12 tribes? They were doing what was right in their eyes. And even when they asked Hashem, they weren't really asking Hashem. They were saying, Hashem, we're doing what we want to do. We want to get your advice on how exactly to do it. And then they followed up, okay, Hashem, we really want to do this. Is it okay if we do this? And then only the third time do they say, Hashem, tell us what you want, what is right in your eyes. We're going to do what's right in your eyes. And that's really the most important thing. So many lessons to learn from this, so many important takeaways. But one of them is that when we're seeking guidance, we're seeking counsel, is to not, you know, always put our preferences out there. That when we're really trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong, what does Hashem want for me? So we can't, you know, throw in our negios, our biases, and you know, try to push the one guiding us in the right direction. Rather, we should say, I'm ready to accept what Hashem wants from me. Let me know what it is that Hashem wants from me. Okay, there's more to say. This has gone on long. So wishing you a good Shabbos and looking forward to picking up in Perek Chaf Aleph with our Siyum on Sefer Shoftim.